Hi, Marty Lurie here with Trevor Brown. You're up here in the big leagues. This is, you know, who knows what can happen in September, and here you are. How'd you find out about this?
I actually got a call about 1:30 in the morning. I'd been home for about 10 days. I thought my season was pretty much over from AAA, and Bobby Evans called me and woke me up actually in the middle of the night and was like, hey, we need you on a plane tomorrow up to San Francisco. And so it was, you know, overnight my life went from just relaxing at home, getting ready for the off season, and then, you know, just like that, I'm up in the big leagues.
Boy, what a story. That's baseball, as I like to say. But coming out of UCLA, the way you became a catcher, I mean, everyone's got a baseball story. You talk about pitchers who become position players who become pitchers. You were everything else, and then you became a catcher.
Yeah, all through high school, even in college, I was a middle infielder and little catching here and there, but not a whole lot. And I actually got drafted as a catcher. The scout that saw me really liked me behind the plate, and that's what he wanted me to do in professional baseball. And even the first couple years of professional baseball that I played in the minor leagues, I was a lot of infield, mainly infield, to be honest. And then just this last year was my first year that I just did catching, so doing a lot of bouncing around, but finally get to be back there and start to get comfortable.
All right, Trevor Brown with us. What's the biggest challenge? Don't blink.
As a catcher?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's, again, getting to know these pitchers, too, and getting to know the hitters that I'm playing against. It's so new. All these guys I haven't caught before, and obviously I haven't played against any of these other guys on the other team. So I'd say that's definitely the biggest challenge.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's one thing to say, well, you're a catcher, you know, in Salem or something, but you're in the major leagues catching. And what about the other positions? Did they get you ready to catch in any way?
Infielding a little bit, yeah, you get your hand-eye coordination going, and you get used to reading hops, and instead of reading hops, now I'm reading pitches out of the pitcher's hands, so there's little similarities here and there, and just the hand-eye coordination, I think, from playing a little infield definitely helped me to adapt to a catcher, too.
All right, so your first hit in the big leagues was a big hit.
Yeah, oh, man, that was an unbelievable experience. I was trying to hold back my smile as much as I could. I didn't want to, you know, act like just a little kid out there, but it was a blast. I couldn't believe it.
Tell me a little bit about your minor league hitting background. How you hit, what your approach is to hitting, things like that.
It's been okay. It's been a little up and down battle here and there. And early on, I struggled a little bit. And then I think this last year in AAA was really the first year that I was starting to get really comfortable with the plate and starting to find my own swing and understand my swing. And I'm not a power guy, so I try to just, you know, go up and try to square the ball up as much as I can, not try to do too much. And like I said, this last year is really the first time that I've been understanding my swing and trying to just go up there and compete with that.
All right. So where did you grow up and who did you root for?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I grew up just north of L.A., so, yeah, I grew up a Dodger fan, and the second I got drafted in 2012, it switched over, and I became a Giant.
Yeah, believe me, there are a lot of people like you out there, but was there a player that you enjoyed watching, and was it a catcher?
No. I grew up, like I said, a middle infielder, so a lot of the guys growing up I like to watch were, you know, Jeter and A-Rod and Garcia Parra, you know, that trio. Those were the guys I really idolized as a young kid, and then now as a catcher. In college, I started to watch Yadier Molina a lot. He was one of the guys, and then Buster, obviously, too. So those were two of the guys that I like to watch and try to learn from.
Good. Trevor Brown with us. Buster's advice to you, what does he tell you?
He's done a lot of sitting down with me just to try to go over the other hitters and to understand in the pitchers a lot. Not necessarily a lot of mechanical things, but just the mental side of it is what he's been really helping me with.
All right. So the best part of being in the big leagues, I know you're not home, and you get probably good food now.
Oh, yeah, the food, definitely. That's definitely one of the best parts. Just the experience, being around these older guys, and just I'm able to learn so much from just watching them and being around them, and that's definitely the best part so far.
All right. Well, from going home, all of a sudden a call in the middle of the night to a pennant race in the big leagues. How do you like that? Is that baseball or what?
Oh, it's a dream. It's what you grew up as a kid hoping to get to do.
And I don't think they could write the script in the UCLA movie department either.
No, definitely not.
What did you major?
I was a political science major.
Oh, very
yeah.
All right. Well, we won't ask you about the election coming up. We'll wait for next year when you're back here. All right, Trevor, thanks so much.
All righty. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That's Trevor Brown. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.